Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
We're alive, Descendants. Written and directed by Casey Wayland. Chapter 6. From Life Till Death. Part 2 of 3.
I can't keep up. I can't.
Keep going. They'll catch up to us if we stop. These bulls are slow, but they aren't stopping, so neither can we.
I'm going to puke.
Then do it so we can keep moving. Keep heading towards the center, away from their encampment.
What is that? No. No, 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 no. They have a drum?
Alvin said these were one of the most advanced tribes.
And the largest, too. How do we look out?
Don't stop. Whatever you do, we can't stop.
We've been going for hours now. I don't know if I can.
It hasn't been that long.
Seems like it. They're gaining on us.
You hear that?
I know, it's the damn drums, it's all I
can- No! Listen. It's the river. We're almost to the middle of the map. It divides the arena.
How does that help us?
The bulls don't like to swim. Alvin mentioned that. We just need to get across.
That rats? The river? I'm exhausted. If we go in there, I'm gonna drown. I know it.
Grab onto my bag. We're gonna have to cross it. Together.
I'm getting stuck in the mud.
Just try and keep your pistol out of the water, okay?
I'll try, but no promises.
The katana won't do us any good here either. I'll tie it to my bag.
Where'd they get all this water?
They have an entire water arena. It must come from somewhere.
Shit!
Grab my pack. You ready? I have no idea how deep it is.
Ready, I guess. It's just moving so fast.
Go!
I'm holding on. Swim! It's deep.
Can't touch.
Hold on. I'm trying to.
Don't let go.
I'm losing grip. You keep kicking me.
I need you to swim too. I can't drag you across. Keep going.
Almost there. Touch the bottom. They're almost here.
Get onto the shore.
Hurry. I'm getting stuck again. I can't keep going.
Lisa, get out of the mud.
My legs are jello.
Get the pistol out of the dirt. Damn it, it'll jam. Give it to me.
You're gonna see us. There's nowhere to hide.
Oh, you're covered in mud. Wait, you're a genius. Conceal yourself, every bit. Move the bags out of you.
The mud? You think they won't see us?
And the river. They'll lose the scent.
Before
Buffalo Bill. They can't smell us.
Shit,
don't go. Let them get a lot further. Catch your breath.
Is that bull over there dead?
Buffalo Bill wanted him to cross the river. Guess they really don't like water.
So he killed him?
Bill must have taken over the tribe already. How do you do that? Brute force. There was a new skin on his face. But that was the old leader.
Ew. But the river worked. Smart. That was smart. Where are they heading now?
No idea. The map said they live downriver. Could be going back.
Or they could be looking for a place to cross.
Then I suggest we follow the river, too. Keep it between us and them. Head to the other side if they catch up. Maybe they'll never cross.
Is there anything else on this side?
Skinwalkers.
The kind that wear the animal pelts?
Yup.
Wonderful. So they can sneak up on us, and we won't even know.
The map said they're near the edge of the arena, but we should find some place that gives us a better vantage point. Can't see anything from down here.
I'm gonna clean off in the river.
No, leave it. Kinda works if we need to hide.
Well, it feels like I've got a dirt clump in my ass, which is not helping.
All right, well, maybe you can clean off a little. Think there's any fish in this river?
Pretty sure I felt one swim by.
And I saw a few deer in the distance when we were running. They must keep this place stocked with wildlife. If we can fish, we can save what little food came in our packs.
What about the water? You think it's safe to drink?
Hopefully. I swallowed enough of it on the way over.
That's good enough. You ready?
Yeah. Just knocking the mud off your pistol. I'll give it a better cleaning when we can. I want to get out of this basin. Looks clear.
You first. Oh, my legs are wobbly.
Mine too.
Hey, check it out. Upriver a little ways, on our side. Is that a building?
Looks like a few. Almost like a small town.
You don't think infected live there, do you?
I think it's man-made.
You want to check it out?
It might be the best place to hide. That structure in the middle looks pretty tall. Could be a good vantage point. And place to rest.
Yes, please.
Remember, keep an eye out for clues. There's supposed to be three.
What are they exactly?
Honestly, I have no idea. My guess is you'll know it when you see one.
If we ever find them. I just can't believe we even made it this far.
We're getting out of here, Lisa. Don't give up on me.
I'm not. I wonder how we can win. They give us practically nothing, and I doubt a bullet would even do anything to those giants.
That's the point of their game. You're not supposed to. But all we have to do is stay alive and find the exit. We don't have to fight them, and it doesn't matter if all we do is run. There is a way out, and we will find it. Focus on that.
Well, I'm glad you're so confident. This just seems so impossible. I'm worried about the others. How do you think they're doing?
Hopefully they're all right. Doing the same as we are. Staying as far away from those things as possible.
Damn! These things don't give up! Come on!
Quit missing! Just save the ammo!
I'm not missing, okay? That one's bleeding all over, and it ain't stopping or even slowing it down.
All that adrenaline, they ain't quitting for nothing. They're pissed.
I don't think this tree is gonna last much longer. What then, huh? You can't take on all three on the ground. Shit, it's moving. Hold on tight. I am! If the tree falls with us in it, might not matter. Anything else from your damn book? Just fire, that's all it said. I bet it's all because of that fur. What about the fur I got off the dead guy? It's brittle and dry. Can we light that?
I mean, yeah, but I ain't got no matches. How are we gonna start it?
Rubbing sticks together? I don't know. We have nothing. We need something to ignite, and it's cold as shit. I don't see a way to...
Wait. What about the bullets?
What?
The ammo cartridge. The powder inside. That could light it with just a spark. But, shit, how could we...
I got the spear. If we strike it against a rifle, it might work.
But we gotta pull the bullet off the cartridge to get the powder out. And I ain't got no pliers.
Okay, what if we jam the bullet into the flash suppressor? Pry it open. Oh, shit! Hold the rope!
You think we can do that?
Seems like our only chance. Hold my spear. I'll take the rifle.
Do not drop this, okay? I only have about half a magazine left.
Hold on to it tight.
All right, you got this. You got this.
Oh, shit! Yeah, I got it. I got the sling. Oh, but I lost the round.
I said, don't drop it!
It wasn't on purpose. Still got the rifle.
Do not drop this one, okay? Make every bullet count. I just really hope this works.
Got the round in. Hold the buttstock while I try and pry it.
Push it against the tree. Use it for leverage.
I will, okay? Hold on.
Come on. Oh, don't let go.
Almost. It's bending. It's working.
Can you open it enough to...
It's hurting my hand. Hold the rifle. Hold it.
Oh, you did it.
Woo. Oh, shit. Okay, take the rifle. Take the rifle. I gotta pour out the gunpowder.
Okay. This spot right here is really dry. I'll cut some rope, tie it to it, and then grab that branch over there, okay? We'll make a torch.
This better work. One more hit like that to the tree, and I don't know.
I'm done. Now pour the powder onto this fur.
There's not much.
We just need it to catch. That is it.
Hand me the spear. You ready?
As I'll ever be.
Keep striking! Hold it steady over the fur!
I am!
But keep trying! Oh! Spark! I saw it! Come on!
Holy shit!
Holy
catch! Holy shit!
Come on, catch!
It's going! Oh! Woo. It's going! Burn, baby! Burn! Don't smother!
Ow! Oh, it's going! It's going!
Yeah, grab that other branch! Light whatever you can reach, and then drop it.
These are all wet! Got one! There it goes! It's burning!
Yes! Drop it!
Woo! Magic fire, motherfuckers! They don't like that!
Oh no, they don't! See that? Back the fuck up!
Yeah! They're moving away!
I almost came down there and beat them up myself!
Adios, motherfuckers!
Fuck out of here! Before I come down this street.
Alright. We need to get out of this tree. Now.
That's the best idea we had all day. Climbing down is gonna be a bitch.
Here, take the torch.
You first?
Yeah, I got room to get down.
Go, 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 go!
Nick! coming! Back! Back! Man has made fire, you beast! Oh, shit! Get out of the tree! Hurry! You all right? Mostly. Just keep them back. Hey, burn all the bushes around and make a bigger fire. Yeah. You don't like that now, do you?
Found that round we dropped.
Hey, look for another branch. We both need torches. Here, light me up. Wave it at that sneaky one trying to creep around.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Damn. Thanks, Grandma. You saved our asses on this one. Whew. Look at them, scared. They're moving away.
What now?
Burn a path behind us so they don't follow.
I'll set this whole fucking forest on fire.
Hey, I gotta get a clear shot with the M16. Should I take it?
No, save it. Make every shot count, right? There will be more infected. Come on.
You're right.
Descendants will continue after a word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
And now, back to Descendants.
I can see it from here. Looks like some abandoned houses.
I wonder if those were built before or after the arena.
Don't see any infected. You think we should go closer?
I think we have to. It's starting to get late and my legs are about to give out. The tall building in the middle is probably our best option for the night. We'll try and get on top of that.
I haven't seen those bull infected in a while. Maybe they gave up.
Maybe.
We need to clear each building. All three. Follow me. This one's empty. Nothing inside. Literally nothing. It's a shell.
This one too.
All right, make it to the tall one. I see some stairs inside. This all looks exactly like a mock town.
What is that?
When you went through training, ever have to sweep buildings in the made-up camp they built?
I don't remember anything like that when I went through.
Well, for us, they set up this empty town. They placed civilians inside so the trainees could get the experience of what combat would be like in an urban environment. Just like here, the homes were all empty shells. Only the walls and ceilings. Why would they build this here?
Maybe they were doing the same. Oh shit! Look! Look! On the wall! The third building!
Is that blood? They wrote a message in blood. Oh, that's fun.
This has to be one of the clues. The river gives life. Sounds like we have to continue to follow the river to its source. That's our path to the exit.
Seems pretty simple. Could there be some double meaning, trying to trick us by being here?
You don't want to stay?
I don't know anywhere else safer at the moment than up on that second story roof. Let's just get there. We'll see anything coming. I'll go first, with the katana.
Empty. Again.
Second floor.
Nothing. Wait, what is that, by the window? A weapon?
Nope. Someone made a fishing pole. Left some hooks here, too. That'll come in handy later.
There are no more stairs. How do we get to the roof?
What if we go through the window, stand on the windowsill, and pull ourselves to the roof? That'll make it harder for anything to follow us, too.
My legs are pretty shaky right now. It seems dangerous.
I can make that. I'll pull you over with the rope once I'm up. And you can catch me if I fall.
Yeah, sure. I can totally do that. Sounds easy enough. Sure you can make it?
Only one way to find out.
Made it! Come on. It's perfect up here.
All right.
I don't see them behind us anymore.
It's getting darker in here. Oh, wait, how is that even possible? Isn't this a dome?
They must have skylighting. Even infected gotta sleep, right?
Yeah. I think Tanya mentioned something about that in here.
Tanya?
My grandma. She studied all of them. Spent a lot of time away when I was a kid. She says she was, uniquely qualified to do the job.
And was she?
Wrote the book, didn't she? Not close enough to put this together. No one else learned the things that she did. She probably saved hundreds of lives because of it. Maybe more.
Hey, check it out. What's that dark spot over there?
Looks like some sort of cave.
Oh, shit. Ice crawlers live in caves. Those are the other infected that we gotta watch out for.
Cave doesn't look too big. I don't know about you, but I need some rest and would rather not spend the night in a tree.
Oh, no, thank you. I'm still picking sap out of my ass.
I want to look inside.
All right. Be prepared for a big I told you so.
It's empty. Only goes back about 20 feet.
No other holes? Those shits like to dig underground.
Nope. Not a one.
What do we do with the fires then? Can't bring them in here. Could suffocate us or cause this place to collapse.
Huh. That would heat up the rocks above. Didn't think about that.
Yeah. Could expand and break from the heat and cause it to all come down. Survivalist 101. Guardian training teaches this shit.
Yeah, well, maybe living behind the wall has some benefits.
We'll build a fire outside the front of the cave.
And what if those other infected see it? Ice crawlers or whatever the hell you called them.
Well, maybe this will thaw them out or at least keep them from getting close. I don't see any way around it. We're gonna need our rest.
All right, then. I'll help grab some kindling. Enough to get us through the night. See if there's anything around. We might be able to eat.
Hey, we gotta pace ourselves, okay? Take this one step at a time if we ever hope to get out of this arena.
All for one big fucking game.
Yeah.
I do not like the look of this place.
Oh boy. You surely would have taken the kids here?
Dang! Look at all those lights!
Hey Victor, duck down in here. Don't need someone in the turret spooking the guards.
Right.
This place is huge. I didn't even know it was here.
Me neither.
Prim's one of the largest rogue encampments in all the Red Zone. They set up shop around the time Westport became ratified. Spent years building it up. Only the wrong sort of people know how to get here.
You being one of those types?
You hear a lot, working on the rail line. One of the unsecured tracks comes right into town.
Those are some big-ass walls inside. Why would they need those?
They have to be, to keep the different species of infected contained in their arenas.
Gross.
Well, we do have one of our own, for training purposes, remember?
Not like this, you don't. They bring infected from all over the Red Zone, things you ain't never seen before.
And you think that's where Nicholas and the others are?
Hopefully not yet. It's only been a few days since they were taken.
Bunch of slavers. And we're just gonna drive up to this place? You really think that's smart?
They welcome outsiders, so long as they've brought something to bet on their games with.
With what? I didn't bring anything.
Credits from Westport. Whatever is money in the Republic or the UA. Or there's still the universal currency. Gold.
Where did you get that?
Never leave home without some sort of bartering chip. Got a couple grand of gold coins in there from the UA when they first minted them.
So what's the plan? We go in, start looking around, make it seem like we're gambling?
Until I find one of my connections, yeah. I used to know someone who worked with the Boar. Might be able to help.
The Boar? That's the dude who runs this place?
She runs this place.
Oh, well, excuse me.
Might need to re-examine that personal bias.
Touché.
I don't like this place. You're absolutely sure that would be taken here?
Best guess, given what we saw with the dart. I've heard they use them to capture infected and people alike.
There's someone coming up.
Right, keep driving. Let me do the talking.
How do you know these yahoos?
I've had to work with a lot of these types before. Things are very different once you leave Westport.
Yeah, no shit.
And we're just gonna go in nonchalant, right? What if we get into trouble?
Oh, I always have backup.
Now you're speaking my language.
All right, play it cool. Act natural.
I just want to find out, kids.
Yeah, so do I. And this is how we do it.
State your business.
Just here for the games.
Sure are a lot of you. Where are you coming from?
UA, originally, but a little bit from everywhere.
You got weapons?
How the hell do you think we were able to make it here? Infected tried to tag along, tore into the back. Damn thing.
And what'd you bring as currency?
The best color. Here. You want to make sure we get a good spot?
Wow. All right. Let him in. Day one is over, but you may be able to get around in before the second.
Well, then we better hurry along, shouldn't we?
Open it up. Let him through. Be sure to leave your long rifles in the car. Pistols only pass the gates. Here's your pass. A QI test required for entry in parking lot C.
Is that next to the fucking goofy lot?
Why you got a joke?
That's my acting natural.
Second day? What does that mean?
Means they must have something already going on. All right, we're in.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
No kidding. Heavy Mahler vibes with this place.
Look, I won't lie. These aren't good people. But as long as you got currency, I don't think they'll cross you. And we have a few pistols, just in case.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Let's just focus on finding the kids and getting out of here.
Well, it may take some time. But if we keep our chins up, we might get lucky.
Oh, and shit. Found them.
What? Where?
On the poster there. Nick, Alex, Vera, and Lisa, along with a few others. Guardians of Westport.
What does that mean? Mira.
It means they're already inside the arenas.
We're Alive, Descendants, will return next week. And now, a word from our sponsors. You've been listening to We're Alive, Descendants. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written and directed by K.C. Wayland. Starring
Deton Gilbert as Nicholas.
Hajin Cho as Vera. Bree Tilton as Lisa.
Scott Marvin as Bert.
Claire Dodin as Riley.
Tammy Klein as Kelly.
Otto Sturk as Victor.
Carol Kaufman as Mira.
Michael Ursu as Vincent.
Brandon Burns as Seal.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by
Phil Nieto,
Masaka Malimba,
Kyle Pottig,
Shannon Zimmerman,
Hero Carlisle,
K.C. Wayland, Gino Jang, Michael Keane, Victoria Cheng. Produced by K.C. Wayland. Editing and sound design by Victoria Cheng. Assistant editing by Tim Mulhern. Infected sound design by Michael Keane and Gino Jang. Mastered by Victoria Cheng. Original music by Danny Burkov Hopkins. Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer, Victoria Cheng. Script supervisor, Gino Jang. Production assistants, Isabella Miller and Holly Megan Scott. Audio production manager, Victoria Cheng. Social media manager and videographer, Gino Jang. Co-produced by Rusty Quill. Executive producer, Alexander J. Newell. Chief marketing officer, Callum Dougherty. Marketing assistant, Hattie Quinlan. Network liaison, Tom Park. For more info about the show and a complete list of cast and crew, visit us at www.wearealive.com. Access exclusive content and lore on our Patreon and follow us on social media for regular updates. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.